Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Faith Job, and today I'm here with another audio version of a video that I posted on YouTube. I'm going to put the link in the description just in case you are interested in watching the actual video. But before you listen to the clip, I would like to make an addition, something that would actually charge you, and that is the moment you realize that you are a demigod, the moment you come to the realization that God has given you the same powers that He has, and you can command anything to happen and it will happen as long as you believe in it. The moment you come to the realization that you are as powerful as the supernatural force that created you, you would not be bothered with any other person's evaluation of how successful or how you would be great in life, if I can put it that way. You do not have to believe the lie that one person told you, that if I am not involved in this project, if I'm not involved in your life, you're not going to amount to anything. I know some people who have fallen victims of this kind of situation, and they stopped their dreams. They stopped doing what they would have loved to do just because one person withdrew from that project, or that person discouraged them in one way or the other. But my point is, do not believe that lie that you cannot achieve greatness on your own. With God on your side, with God by your side, you can achieve anything. No human being will be able to stop you as long as you do what is right. And okay, I'm just going to stop here so I don't delve into something else entirely. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and please do not forget to subscribe to my podcast and to my YouTube channel. More contents will be coming your way every single week, so please do enjoy and do have a great day. Has anyone ever told you,
"We never amount to anything in life, not on my watch,"
or "You're never going to be anything without me, you are a loser"? All this type of statements make me so like,
are you God? Who are you? Cannot achieve anything in life without you. Are you my father? Yeah, my father can hold my success. Sorry, daddy, I love you, but you know it.
Hey guys, welcome back. My name is Faith. We're talking about letting someone determine or control your success story. Here is my thought, and this is my opinion, and this is where I stand. I'm repeating words, but hear me out. Nobody in life, nobody, has the power to control your destiny or your success story unless and only if you give them that power. Probably you were working with this institution for a certain number of years, and they come and say,
"If you leave this institution, you will not achieve much. If you leave us, you will not grow."
Take that and let it fuel your passion, let it fuel your desire, let it fuel your ambition to actually be better. Don't say, "It's true, if I actually leave, are you sure I will find something else, something better to do?" Look, you guys, to put this in plain English, no one person can determine your success except yourself. And that is why if you really want something so bad, you're going to try so hard, everything within your power, to make sure that you achieve this success, this greatness. As always, I have a story to tell. I'm a master storyteller. I think I've shared this story before, but not in this aspect. I used to be in a relationship with a business partner. It turned out not to be good for me or for the person. I kept wanting to go. I was supposed to start my show about 3-4 years ago. And the person kept saying, "If you go, you will not be able to achieve this goal. If you leave me," with so much aggression, by the way, "if you leave me, you will not become the next Oprah Winfrey. If you leave me, nobody would ever," and all that. And the very sad part about this story is that for a very long time, I believed it to be true. Gave him the power to think that he actually owned my life and owned my success and my destiny. Each time I try to leave, he brings it up and I have a rethink. I'm like, okay, you really want to have your own TV show? He has the connections, he has the drive, he has all the blah, blah, blah. Why not just stick a little longer? But when I had it up to here, I could not breathe again. It was suffocating me. I wanted out so bad.
And I'm like, no, I can't do this. And the moment I made that decision and I said I was going to leave, magically, I just gained this confidence from God knows where. And I started doing my own thing. From being an author to bettering myself when it comes to my singing, to this and to that. And now I have fully started my YouTube channel. I quit my job too. Wow, I've done a lot. I don't always have to make the same mistake. I know I don't want to make a mistake for you, but if I've already made that mistake and I learned something from it, why wouldn't I share it? Do not ever believe that someone has the power to determine whether or not you're going to be great in life. Because if you believe that, it becomes your own reality. Do not turn your belief into reality. So with that being said, go out into the world and do what you love to do and just be good at it. Aim for perfection. Be as hardworking as you should be. Don't only work hard, but also work smart. Give out good products, basically, obviously. Don't let anybody think. Don't even put the idea in their head that they can control your success, because nobody can. And do not give them that power too. Okay? If you had any experience like this, has anyone come up to you and actually tell you that you're not going to be successful without me? If you have, please go to the comments section, it is below, and share your experience with me. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to my channel. Join me another time. My name is Faye Job. Do have a great day.